This is a CK to Z news update. The Social Profit Network of Cortez Island had a meeting last week that was organized around the central question of what's essential in these difficult times. The question stands in reference to the public health orders, which categorize businesses and services into essential versus non-essential, which then defines how they are permitted to function during the various phases of the pandemic. Andrea Fisher, who is the campus director at Hollyhock and also sits on the board of the Cortez Housing Society, gave an overview of the gathering.
The social profit gathering happened here at Hollyhock. We met inside in the Raven session building, and there was about 12 organizations, which was great. Quite a few individuals showed up with a couple different hats. We did bring one person in on Zoom. And it's a gathering of nonprofit, social profit organizations. We have a listserv email, and Amanda was there representing FOCU.
She's referring to Amanda O. Fox Gillespie, who is the founder of FOCU University on Cortez, amongst other community projects.
She's the one that definitely keeps those gatherings alive. She's the one that sends out the emails and sends out the reminders and is really great about making sure that there's monthly connections and that we have a theme and an agenda. And then she was able to facilitate that with a little bit of support from me.
So you actually meet monthly, is that correct?
We try to. I think during the pandemic, it wasn't consistent for once a month every single time. We try to either just get a temperature check on if there's interest and if people will come. And then I think what I'm noticing right now on Cortez is opportunities to meet in person, especially when we're outside and everyone's just really into doing that in a safe way, because it feels really good to just see some eyeballs and connect with some bodies and not do it over Zoom. So I think that we'll be able to continue that now and keep that going.
The Social Profit Network had its first meeting in September of 2019, which convened the island's nonprofits partly to look at various funding opportunities.
And just like how organizations can support each other, I think that's one of the running themes that I really align with, is just getting together with other leaders of organizations on Cortez that are going through the same struggles and successes and just have an impact in the world. And so also just on what resources we could share, because when I left the meeting, there were a couple of positions that came up in discussion. And then Lonnie, who represents CETA, she got in touch with me to ask me about our seasonal staffing and what opportunities there would be to sort of advertise positions to them. And CETA is considering doing a job board. And so that kind of came out of discussion that we had on Thursday.
The agenda originally planned time for case studies from one or two organizations who wanted peer feedback or support, but time ran short. That idea will now be carried over into future meetings.
We started with a land acknowledgement and then just an introduction into the space and why we were there and why we thought it was important. Amanda spoke to that really well. And then we did do a circle check-in. It was 5 minutes per person and just an opportunity to talk about the past 18 months, anything that you wanted to say. And so some people spoke about personal experience through the pandemic. They spoke about challenges running an organization, keeping up with safety protocols, vaccination, mask mandates. We talked about receiving feedback from guests, from community members, but everyone who spoke had a really unique perspective from their experience on Cortez. And so that took up actually most of the time. So besides the check-ins, there was definitely some questions about what people were going through. A lot of us spoke about just the challenge of keeping up with all the information from the health mandates and how it takes so much time to read through it and make sure that you understand it. And it's often lots of detail and can be interpreted in a few different ways. And so just trying to do our best, but also sort of always feeling behind in doing that.
It's a big one.
Yeah, it's a huge one.
How helpful do you think it is for representatives from these organizations to come together and have this kind of opportunity?
Extremely helpful. I find that just having that feeling that you're not in it on your own and the similarities of the situations that we're all going through and just being able to talk about them. And then the sharing resources part that I mentioned before, like just being able to share resources when it comes to recruitment or technology or any sort of accessibility. If we all are pooling our resources together, we can be stronger together. So extremely important. Yeah, I'm really hoping that they continue.
You've been listening to an interview with Andrea Fisher, Campus Director at Hollyhock, about the most recent Social Profit Network gathering.